Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm just so desperate to turn this around. I'm so desperate. Man, when you read Rockefeller Foundation documents where they were developing in the 60s stuff added to vaccines just to reduce fertility without telling the public, you see the White House science czar shooting his mouth off about it. You understand you're under a geoengineering program. Just the stuff we know is so horrible. I don't even want to imagine, because every time I imagine something, I'm able to go do research and discover it's happening. If you can think of it, they're doing it. If you can think of it, and that's the key, they say, to military operations and espionage and all of it, is getting into the enemy's mind, and I've done it. And I can see right through their eyes, and it is unbelievable. It is hyper-total dominance. What is the most pure form of dominance? It is killing. It is just getting rid of your enemy. If you exterminate every last creature, then you have dominated it. Our ancestors in Europe exterminated the giant cave bear, hunted them into extinction. Once the prey, now the predator. The same with the big-toothed cats, all of them. Snakes in many areas of the world have been hunted to extinction. Many species of shark. The New World Order are humans that are predators, and the prey is their own species. They're cannibals. They're social and psychological cannibals. And I don't like being the prey. You may like being prey. I don't. You may like the enemy feeding on you. I don't. You may like their designs and think they're cute. I don't. I run into so many, and this is really a key point that I'm going to your calls. I run into so many people who think they're part of the establishment, who will, I run into chemists, biologists, doctors, normally that type of professional in the scientific field, who will say, okay, but there are too many people, Alex. And that's another argument. And I look at it for the sake of argument. I'll say, let's say there is. So you're for this. And they're like, well, something's got to be done. And I look at them and I say, so you like your food and water being messed with? They're like, no, I didn't say that. Well, that's the reality, idiot. You aren't on the winning team, moron. And that goes for you, sociopath and psychopath cops and people out there. Do you think you're winners working for this? You think you're allowed to engage in all this crime and taser old people to death and stuff just came out this week? You think they're hiring all these pedophiles and perverts at the TSA because they're going to stop there? You think they're converting the police and military over to gangbangers and crooks just because it's fun and because they want to give you some power? You are sitting there weaving your own rope. Sticking it around my neck and sticking it around your neck, and you're idiots. You're idiot scum. You're weak. Someone who's strong wants to build up humanity. Someone who's strong wants to defend the weak, not chew their guts out. But you'd never know that because you're soulless and you're turned over to wickedness. And the only satisfaction I have is to know that you're going to be caught in your own trap. You're going to fall into your own pit. Cowardly trash. Break your neck. I can sever your head with my two hands, you scum. Now we're coming back after this break with phone calls. And as you can tell, I'm rested.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls. And I'll get into all the Mideast news, Climate Gate 2, JFK whitewashing, MF Global, 3 billion missing now. Says the regulators won't tell the public. They say the first time ever. Reuters reports they won't tell them where the money went. Well, of course they won't. The regulators are getting the money. Like 4 years ago with Henry Paulson getting 200 and something mil of bailout money he gave himself. I mean, we've reached a new Twilight Zone level where GMO crops infect your crops and you get in trouble for it. Or radiation blows out of a reactor melting down and then you get in trouble for it. I mean, that's actually in the news today. We're entering the land of la-la, the land of criminal. All right, I'm going to your calls. I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewer something. Kurt Nemo's here working hard on this post-holiday day. We were sent this in. Rob Dew is going to go over and get some footage of it. But I've talked about these billboards up all over the country pushing Get Motivated with the war criminal Colin Powell, who knowingly got up and lied about anthrax, knowing that they were mobile, British-made hydrogen blimp trucks. It was in Jane's Weapons Quarterly. We actually looked at them and saw them on the news and went to Jane's Weapons Quarterly online and made the announcement 9 years ago, about 6 months before the war started or whatever, and actually broke that they were hot air balloon artillery directing systems. They would rig cameras on them and then run them up, you know, 10,000 feet, and then direct artillery with it. The Iran-Iraq War, the U.S. and England armed them. McChrystal helped cover up the murder of Pat Tillman. Giuliani helped cover up the truth of 9/11. And that they were doing a drill of the towers being attacked that day. He said they were. Then he got caught. Then he said that they weren't. Then he testified before Congress that they were. So 9/11's an inside job, got painted on Giuliani. Yellow cake, war criminal, lying about the uranium out of Niger, is for Colin Powell. So Giuliani, Colin Powell, and the other guy, McChrystal, they all got spray painted, or I don't know, that signs that are stuck up there. I'm not sure. But that's, it's poster board. So it's not even spray paint. Interesting. Yeah, and I thought it looked really, really bright. So I guess they didn't even damage the all-powerful, almighty billboard. That's probably a good idea. You know, what's a bigger crime? Putting some poster board up on a billboard to make a political statement that's incredibly protected under the First Amendment, or to lie to the public to take you to war and to tell the public torture is cool? You know, I watched Clockwork Orange yesterday, and you know, it's a dystopic novel on a police state future where they hire the thugs, the street gangs, to become the police, and then they waterboard people. And then the state itself is involved, which is run by psychopaths, in social engineering of the general public and using operant Pavlovian Skinner-type conditioning on the public, which is what the entire society is. I mean, do you like being in a Petri dish manipulated? That's my point. 99% of the political views out there are literal Petri dish stimuli, false paradigm, limited spectrum information. You've got to get full spectrum understanding to see how the world works. You've got to study sociology, anthropology, psychology, a basic history, military history, religious history, because humans act the same, and the elites use the same playbooks that have worked. They just soup them up and turbocharge them today, and then they write books. It's incredible. All the time I read globalist documents that are public that are exact things I've thought of word for word, and then it's them separately decades before saying it the same way but from a position of supporting it. I have organically seen what they're doing thousands of times, and then in hundreds of cases later run into them saying exactly that. The real science on this planet is human manipulation. If you know that science, you get everything else. You get the factories, you get the weapons, you get the women, you get the power. And after you've had total power over civilizations, you start trying to change humans. And then you say, why not just get rid of them? There's too many of them at the Grand Canyon. There's too many of them, you know, in the airways. They're eating up too much of the resources. Just kill them. Well, how do we do that? We teach them to hate themselves by feeling sorry for the animals. We don't really care about the animals in the earth, but we'll have them turn their own survival instinct against themselves and think of the earth as what matters and not themselves. Now watch and learn, and people will sit there and call for their own destruction, thinking it's fashionable and cool, while all the while doing nothing to actually help the earth. Okay, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. I've got so much more to cover, though. George, no, George is up next. Brandon in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I am good.
Well, I would not believe how hard they push vaccines if I hadn't seen it for myself. My wife and I recently had our second child. There's three doctors in my hometown of Dover, Pennsylvania, that have refused to see my child because I will not vaccinate him.
Oh, yeah, that's on InfoWars today. And then now they're going to then say, it's just like they kick you out of school for not vaccinating and then charge you with truancy even though they triggered it. It's all fraud. They're now saying if you don't take your kid to the doctor, you're abusive, but then they're not seeing your child. You meant to travel 50 miles. That's what there are more and more doctors that know it's bad. Where are you calling from?
Dover, Pennsylvania.
How far away is Ohio from Pennsylvania? Pretty close, isn't it?
No, not from where I'm at. It's probably 200 plus.
Well, you got to do it. It's just like organic food wasn't on store shelves 12, 15 years ago, and now it is everywhere. And, of course, they make counterfeits, but that's okay. It's all part of the process. You've got to support doctors that are non-vaccine. Look, have you done a search engine for your area and non-vaccinating doctors?
No, I haven't yet. My son was actually just born over the weekend.
Well, sir, listen, my children have had zero vaccines. Have you seen the studies where the flu shot only helps you with their own numbers, 1.4% of the chance or 98.6% of the time it doesn't help you, and then it reduces their immunity to the flu the next year by 50%, major Canadian studies?
I've taken these documents with me to the doctors, and they've literally called me stupid and told me I'm going to kill my child by not vaccinating.
Well, that's because they're desperate. The public, the majority have turned against them. So that's why you're seeing a doubling and tripling. It's like when a horse tries to throw you, you really dig your spurs in. You start whipping them, you know, with the reins between the eyes. And right now they're like, yeah, mule, how you do what I say. And they've gotten off the horse and they got that whip and they're whipping us right now. They're going, you're going to do what I said. And they're trying to geld us. We're still a stallion. You know, they put Prozac in our water and our food, but that's what the fluoride is. But again, they're beating us right now going, you listen to me, horse. You listen to me like me, mule. You do what I say right now. So what happened from there?
I pretty much said, have a nice day. I'll never deal with your practice, and I'll find somebody that believes the way I believe.
Well, sir, I'll say this. The science of immunization does work to a certain extent. It's been around 500 years at least, quantified the last 250 with smallpox and things. But it carries a lot of other problems with it. Now, take that out of the equation. Like it lowers immunity. It's been linked to increases in cancer because your body doesn't know how to deal with things. And so when you start getting cancer, it doesn't go and kill that itself because it thinks some outside force is supposed to do it. There's a lot of studies out there. But the main issue is you can bring the stupid doctor all the government documents where they admit they're adding things to vaccines or the recalls of vaccines and show that to them. But they don't want to look because they're committed to the cult and to the power trip and to you're an idiot and know nothing. I mean, sir, you know who ran the Aztec kingdoms. You know who the priests were in the Roman times. They were the doctors. The doctors were always part of the priesthood, generally the top of it. And they also studied psychology. I mean, look at the sign of medicine going back a couple thousand years, double helix snakes, it's DNA. This is part of the lower priesthood. And they practice on you. I mean, doctors 100 years ago would just routinely take a small child and ram a ice pick in through their eye into their brain in front of students. You can actually type in doctor uses ice pick on child, and you'll see photos, mainstream articles, and women, men, whatever. And some of the first recordings were done, about 100 years ago, and you can hear there's photos with it laughing as they record the procedure as the young internist, lower-level cult members about to become full-fledged witch doctors giggle as the person squirms and flops around in a straitjacket as the ice pick is driven into the frontal lobe of the cerebral cortex. So see, it's all about you're trash, you're an animal, you're a piece of miscreant filth, and they, the priesthood, know best. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
But there are real doctors out there. You have to go to Sherry Tenpenny, call her. We need to create an index of good doctors. Dr. Eisenstein in Illinois, he's done the studies to show that out of, 200-something thousand Amish and Mennonites in Illinois, no known cases of autism. Now it's 1 in 58, was 1 in 25,000 just about 30 years ago. It's an epidemic. It is a cursed plague. It's all scientific. See, most children just get a basic stunting and roasting of the higher IQ. An IQ that would be 140 is now 110. An IQ that would be 100 is now 80. To give you a dead reckoning. But with some children, they have too big an autoimmune inflammation, and so then the child is brain damaged where it's noticeable.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody
know. What I got upset by
trouble but God.
Watching the football game last night was the brainwashing, the commercials. Watching my family, who are all awake to the New World Order, just easing into the false culture. See, I've made a real break with this culture. It's a false culture. It's a poisonous culture. It's inviting on the surface, but it's the death of who we are. It's simulated combat. It's simulated sex. It's all of it. It's Matrix mind control. and to sit there and ease back into a game and let myself be part of it, it's sick. People would sell it as, well, you got to have some time off. You got to enjoy yourself. How about enjoying myself instructing my children, enjoying myself hunting or fishing, or enjoying myself doing something human? Not some anything the New World Order is selling is poison. Anything they're pushing, you better believe is bad for you. They've given themselves totally over to it. You have to understand that. They are about being purist. They are perfectionist in their dark designs. And when you're awake, the propaganda is everywhere. And it is unmistakably converting our society into a nightmare system. Mark in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Good. I know I'm ranting today. Is it making sense?
It makes sense to me. I'll tell you what, it's got me ticked off. I try to go and get my 401k and convert it to precious metals, and come to find out that my wife's Medicare will, and her Social Security for her, from her disability, she will lose it. I couldn't understand the way the accountant put it, but it's basically.
You know, they've got it set up that if you have to leave your money with the banksters so they can steal it through inflation and other things, or then they'll get rid of the quote other benefits. It's always a trap.
That's it. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. But I've got something that really ticked me off. I'm watching the debate the other night. Ron Paul's up there, and they're badgering him. They're talking about Oklahoma City, and I'm sure you watched it as well. But Newt Gingrich speaks up and turns around and says, see? But they were talking about the result. Talk about McVay. I'm just curious as why didn't Ron take the opportunity to turn around and say that McVay wasn't the only one there? I know Ron knows about all this a lot more than we do, but...
But see, that's how they sell it. Look, and yeah, I'm going to get to that coming up actually in the next segment. I'm going to get into Ron Paul and then more calls. Here's the New York Times a few days ago before the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. What killed JFK? Not who, but what? And then it was basically right-wing hatred killed him Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. And then it continues, Fox News, historians claim new research shows Oswald acted alone and just totally made up. And then judge orders psychological tests for alleged White House shooter, and they try to blame the Obama deception for this guy doing this. They're trying, and yes, I did see it. They're trying to imply that this Republican's doing this, that anti-government criticism of the New World Order basically caused Oklahoma City. And they're trying to imply Ron Paul's involved in it. They all know that the internal Homeland Security reports are all about Ron Paul and Alex Jones and people that are awake. Because we're the real Americans and they're the traitors that want global government. And so, yes, I am going to try to get to those highlights here in just a moment. What's your take on it?
Well, my take on it is I'm doing what I can do here. I'm not far from Fort Bragg, and I've got my InfoWars signs and shirts. And I go out to Walmart and I see the troops and I talk to them. I've got my son-in-laws over in Afghanistan right now fighting for this country. I did my time in the Air Force. My dad was in the Navy. My family's been in the military. We've done our time. We support. I put it this way. I love my country, but I hate my government.
Well, that's what George Washington would say, and we've got so many good people in the military. Look at how, just like last time, 70-plus percent of all military donations, Republican and Democrat, in the presidential race go to Ron Paul. So the military's good, and they're trying to hire the gangbangers. They're trying to hire the illegals and all the rest of it, but it's not working. And that's what's holding them back. That's why they're shifting to this new domestic security force that doesn't even go through constitutional training like police, this new federal goon force of the TSA who think it's their right to rape women, including 14-year-old girls, reportedly. I mean, every day I hear about them being arrested for rape or pedophilia. Who do you think wants to grab people's genitals all day? I mean, there's your answer right there, Mark, right?
You're absolutely right. We just got to get out there and talk to more police officers and sheriffs and let them help them see the light.
That's right. America has been hijacked by the banksters who were using high-tech brainwashing. Folks, break the brainwashing. Choose the right side. Stand with George Washington. It's that simple.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And the other candidates in there. So I'll play about 5-6 minutes of it now. I'll talk to Richard Reeves for a little while, take some of your phone calls, then play another clip when Bob Chapman's on with us so I can comment on it. But here is some of the debate. And now that it's become such a controversy that Ron Paul got 89 seconds in the debate on CBS, on the televised portion, they gave him more than 5 minutes total to speak, which is a record. But other candidates obviously got a lot more time than Ron Paul. But he is now number one or number two, depending on which scientific poll, in Iowa. Number two in New Hampshire. And as soon as we expose Newt Gingrich, who they act like this foreign policy expert, Newt Gingrich has written the foreword to two books calling for an end to American sovereignty. He wants carbon taxes. We're going to get to George, Sean, Steve, and others here in just a few minutes as well. But let's go ahead and play part of the debate, the CNN debate a couple nights ago. Here it is.
I'm Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. I am pleased to be here to debate because this is a very important debate. But I am convinced that needless and unnecessary wars are a great detriment. They undermine our prosperity and our liberties. They add to our deficits and they consume our welfare. We should take a careful look at our foreign policy.
Right to the questions. Our leadoff question is from the Honorable Ed Meese, the former Attorney General of the United States, who's representing the Heritage Foundation.
At least 42 terrorist attacks aimed at the United States have been thwarted since 9/11. Tools like the Patriot Act have been instrumental in finding and stopping terrorists. Shouldn't we have a long-range extension of the investigative powers contained in that act so that our law enforcement officers can have the tools?
Why didn't we have this before?
Paul, I suspect you disagree.
I do.
Tell us why.
I think the Patriot Act is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberty. I'm concerned, as everybody is, about the terrorist attack. Timothy McVeigh was a vicious terrorist. He was arrested. Terrorism, still on the books internationally and nationally, is a criminal, is a crime, and we should deal with it. We dealt with it rather well with Timothy McVeigh. But why I really fear it is we have drifted into a condition that we were warned against, because our early founders were very clear. They said, don't be willing to sacrifice liberty for security. Today, it seems too easy that our government and our Congresses are so willing to give up our liberties for our security. I have a personal belief that you never have to give up liberty for security. You can still provide security without sacrificing our Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that is America.
I'm bringing others in, but do you want to respond, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh succeeded. That's the whole point.
Pause. You got a better chance of dying, as I've broken down a million times, from honeybee stings than terrorism. I mean, it's just the way they sap it, the way they push the fear. And this is one of Ron Paul's only points that I disagree with. Ron Paul's not stupid. He knows there's a newscast of the bombs being removed at Oklahoma City. He knows about the Southern Poverty Law Center running the Elohim City compound. That's all out there. And so Ron Paul always goes with this line about, you know, just arrest bin Laden or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, they put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya now. The government got the underwear bomber on the plane. But see, it's seen as baggage to be for 9/11 truth, to face reality. And so it allows them to play these games where torture will keep us safe. Really? What about keeping us safe from a government that can arrest anybody they want? Continuing here. By the way, Jaron was just pointing out in my ear, you notice out of all the candidates, whatever, eight of them that are up there, during that comment by Ron Paul, they have Gingrich already in the split screen. It's all pre-set up, and then they go to Gingrich for a response. It's all planned to get Gingrich, like, ooh, he's smart. Ooh, he has these pre-scripted things. We're going to ask Ron Paul about McVeigh. Ron Paul's going to respond. We know how he's going to respond. And then we're going to have Newt Gingrich respond. I mean, it's all ridiculous. 150-something people die, so America, the Bill of Rights, Constitution has to die. I mean, it's in the news today that the government wants to pass a law where they can kill or arrest citizens anytime they want. Just get rid of it all. Let's go back to a little bit more, then we're going to go to Richard Reeves. Here's more of it.
They killed a lot of Americans.
Oh, no.
I don't want a law that says, after we lose a major American city, we're sure going to come and find you. I want a law that says, you try to take out an American city, we're going to stop you.
All right, pause. Oh, you try to take out an American city? America's been conquered by the banksters that you work for. The new Bank of the World Goldman Sachs system, the global government. Remember Dick Cheney when he was getting grilled on national TV, what is it, Meet the Press, about a real 9/11 investigation? He said, you do that, you're going to distract us from keeping you safe, and a major city will be nuked. Is that understood? Yeah, we know you'll nuke a major city. Al-Qaeda, who they've now given thousands and thousands of shoulder launch missiles. And they know the public's so dumb, they'll blow up some planes and say Al-Qaeda did it and take our rights, and no one will say, why'd you give them missiles? We'll probably be in Libya, and I say we, that is we being drugged by our hair by the globalists, in Libya, in 2 years to, quote, take out al-Qaeda. In fact, they're already in the news saying they got to go into other countries in Africa to kick out al-Qaeda, which they put in power. Newt Gingrich, Mr. Carbon Taxes. He's like Mitt Romney and who wants open borders, gun control, abortion, carbon taxes, wrote Obamacare, and the Republicans love him because they're idiots. Let's play a little bit more of that monster, Newt Gingrich, who divorced his wife while she was dying of cancer. These are sociopaths that are all about themselves. Let's go back to it. I mean, look at him.
This is like saying that we need a policeman in every house, a camera in every house, because we want to prevent child beating and wife beating.
Yes.
You can prevent crimes by becoming a police state. So if you advocate the police state, yes, you can have safety and security, and you might prevent a crime. But the crime then will be against the American people and against our freedoms, and we will throw out so much of what our revolution was fought for. So don't do it so carelessly.
Congresswoman Bachman, let me bring you into this conversation.
Yeah, hit pause. I'm going to get to more of that next hour with Bob Chapman. But I want to get to your calls here, at least those that have been holding. Richard Reeves came in today. We just got back from our trip around the country. Hey, Richard, do you know where the newspaper is where it says Girls Night Out, all female police checkpoints?
I think it is somewhere on the vehicle somewhere. I'll have to track it down, but I remember seeing that paper.
I thought I hauled it off, and then I couldn't find it.
I think I've got it somewhere.
I don't even want to cover this stuff till I get it all together. Of course, I had a little the little activity books they give all the kids about how to spy on your parents. That's nice at the national parks.
Well, that is nice. They find every way they can to encroach on us.
The state knows best, Richard.
Now
I got a document cam shot over here of a printout. This is the two-sided one sheet Ron Paul 2012 color printout. I am the champion of the Constitution, Ron Paul, and it breaks down where he stands. They want to get this out to all Iowa voters. Now, we're not going to just talk about this. We're talking about some other Ron Paul strategy. He's been a big activist and a delegate and all the rest of it, Richard. But we are trying to get this out to everybody right now. So we're seeing him in first or second place in scientific polls, and the media is having to admit now he is a top-tier candidate. So their hoax is really starting to break. Now they're moving into the attack mode with these setups with Gingrich and people.
Well, thanks to all the grassroots activists out there, that's why the polls are going so well for them. As a matter of fact, they're so scared of some of these straw polls. For example, here in Texas, they even canceled the Texas straw poll earlier this year. Normally in September, August, they do a straw poll in Texas for the presidential race, and they didn't even do it here for that very reason, is the grassroots activists. Most campaigns are run from the top down. The top cadre of campaign people put together some event, or they'll try to create some news event. With the Ron Paul thing, it's the reverse. It's from the bottom up. We saw that with the creation of the real Tea Party. The origin of the Tea Party were Ron Paul revolutionaries. We had the past money bombs, like remember the 5th of November. Remember how the news media tried to spin that? Oh, that it was all about a violent thing or whatever, when it was just kind of a rallying cry to push everybody forward. And all the different money bombs that the volunteers have coordinated and put together, and the past meetup groups that they've done over the years, the meetup groups that organically sprung up. So this is yet – oh, and I forgot about the Ron Paul blimp back in 2007, 2008 election cycle.
Or Ted Anderson in the Ron Paul Air Force.
That's right. I mean, the grassroots –
And again, look how Ron Paul's probably five times bigger this time. I told people, don't get mad if he loses. It's fighting that wins. Now people have heard about Liberty. Now the hottest movement on campuses, and this is an upset Bilderberg group from Tucker sources that are impeccable, is that it's not communism or mainline fake right-wing stuff that's popular. It's Liberty. It's anti-big state ideas. It's Atlas Shrugged type stuff. The system is scared.
Well, they should be scared because, like I said, all these other campaigns that you look at, you don't see any grassroots real fervor to them or whatever. And the Ron Paul campaign is the only one that I've been able to discern and identify that does have that grassroots fervor where people get together, they get their websites together, they get their coalitions together, and they themselves take action. And that's what really is differentiating the other campaigns especially. And now we are just this close and the straw polls and all these different polls that they're showing, we are just this close from really being able to go in and win primary elections. In the past, I said, hey, we can have an effect in primary elections, but this time, Iowa, New Hampshire are key places. Iowa coming up is January 3rd for Iowa. New Hampshire is January 10th. And, folks, I cannot tell you how key these are. And Iowa is especially a key place because that is a caucus state. And what that means is people literally physically show up to have their bodies and their hands counted as to how they're going to vote in presidential primary. That's how they vote. It's kind of like a convention type process. And so these things, I know this is just the day after Turkey Day and people are probably still hung over from the UT A&M game. And I know I heard you on the show talking earlier how they had a photo finish and everything on that game. And I didn't even know until I heard you talking about the game. So that's how unplugged I am from football. But folks, the time to start thinking about.
Well, I mean, it'd be fine to be plugged into football. We had our constitution, but I mean, literally, now MF Global's $3 billion missing.
Really?
And they're just saying you're not getting your money.
And MF Global was such a small outfit that prior to you and Gerald Celente talking about it, I'd never even heard of it. Imagine if we see Vanguards and Fidelities and outfits that are almost household words going down the tubes like that. That's
what the derivatives are going to do. And at each stage, we're going to give the bankers everything. Okay, here's $10 trillion more. Just save my pension fund. But if you look at it in the aggregate, they're going to steal it all slowly. First, they cut, you know, half the salami, and you keep half. And they say, give us half again. Pretty soon, you're down to one slice, and you're going, okay, bankers saved me. And I'm like, okay, you get half a slice, then quarter slice, and then, you know, a tenth of a slice, and then a tenth of a slice, until it's the size of an atom. And you're like, thank you, bankers, for my one atom of salami.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I got a stack of news, mainstream, saying, the world is now ruled by Goldman Sachs. They control the countries. There's no more freedom in Europe. And they're raising taxes on everyone. And that's the way it is.
And you just pointed out that in Europe, that's where to look at to see where they're trying to make us go. Because in Europe, they are really cracking down on the austerity and putting people
everywhere. Oh, it's all coming here, folks. I mean, it's amazing. But getting back to Ron Paul, tell us about this mailer. Because this is, you know, my cousin is here in town. And he's in Illinois working, and he told me, he said he is doing the phone bank stuff where they give him the numbers and he calls people and, you know, basically asks them questions about the election to get them talking and then brings up Ron Paul and his real issues, which is very effective in Iowa and other key states. He's talking about physically going to Iowa.
Well, and that's what happened last election cycle is a lot of folks did go to Iowa, and I predict that this year even more folks will go to Iowa. We had people from Texas going up to Iowa. We had people from Texas going up to New Hampshire and working as volunteers up there. So that's the type of grassroots thing that's going on with the Ron Paul campaign last election and this election that other campaigns really don't have unless they pay big, big, big dollars to all these people to go, which Ron Paul campaign obviously is not going to have. But what a lot of Ron Paul activists have done, similar to a Ted Anderson effort, a Ron Paul blimp type effort, is they've put together a great brochure to try to break through the media Berlin Wall. And their plan is to get those mailed to every Republican, what they call a super voter, regular primary voters in Iowa and New Hampshire. They want to mail those out to those targeted primary, past primary voters, and also independent primary voters. So those are key voters that are going to get these mailers, and they're just got the rock bottom, just cost price. If you go to that RonPaulProducts.com, Ron Paul
Products. Is this an official Ron Paul thing?
Right. It's sanctioned by all the, it's an affiliated of like the DailyPaul.com, RonPaulForums.com, all of these groups that are Ron Paul affiliated websites are together on this effort. And that's how you can find, as a matter of fact, the way you can do it is you can drill down to where you can go to a specific county in Iowa and you can fund that effort of getting those brochures mailed to those particular counties. And so the plan is if they can succeed in Iowa in getting about a half a million brochures mailed to all the super primary voters in Iowa, then the next phase would be going to New Hampshire and South Carolina and et cetera. But the deadline really is to get these things out on time because the January 3rd caucus date for Iowa is right around the corner. The deadline is only about a week away for them to be in time to get these things out. So RonPaulProducts.com, and you'll see right there it says mail the brochure. You click on that link, and it'll walk you through going to select a county there in Iowa, and you can do a variety of other things to help there too. But yeah, all these affiliated Ron Paul websites, and as you can see, I showed you on the brochure, they've got the Ron Paul 2012, the official website for Ron Paul, and the Daily Paul and the Ron Paul Forums websites on there. And they fact-checked and checked all the data on these brochures. They've carefully gone through them to make them as powerful as they could and as precise as they could and as exacting as they could. So you can go to the website and you can have a look at the brochure for yourself. And they've also set it up to where you can purchase these and pass out in your own precincts in your own state. But that's another story.
And regardless, even if Ron Paul doesn't win, which he has a really good chance to, even with all of the election fraud, you're educating people about liberty. You're educating them about what the Constitution is, not what a bunch of Republican pro-torture, warmongering, carbon tax-loving people are saying. Not what a bunch of, you know, banker-funded, New World Order-funded Obama people. I mean, what about the idiot Occupy Wall Street subgroup protesting Ron Paul? I mean, these people are just absolute idiots.
Those guys have pretty much succeeded in demonizing the First Amendment. I was listening to talk radio today all the way from Fort Worth, Dallas, down to Austin, and pretty much the two radio stations, 570 and 590, I heard, they're all talking about, hey, you know, forget about First Amendment. Let's just charge these guys for what they're doing.
It's incredible. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
More news coming up.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DeVore.com. That's DVOR.com. DeVore is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DeVore.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DeVore are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DeVore.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
George and Sean and Steve and Mike and Tim and everybody else that's holding. I really appreciate everybody calling in today. I got Bob Chapman coming up on the economy and a bunch of other news and your calls. We'll take calls the entire time. Bob's on pretty much. Just want to get his take quick on the economy. We're running a Christmas special. I know that's politically incorrect, but it is still Christmas, even though that's a thought crime. 18 of my films, really 18 plus, but 18 DVD cases. Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Dark Secrets, and Side Bohemian Grove, Police State 4, Police State 1, Police State 2, Police State 3, 9-11 Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, America Destroyed by Design. It's all there. $99.95. Normally $359. That's a $259 plus discount. And the small profit we make funds this operation if you believe in what we're doing. And you also want to get your shopping done in one fell swoop and support us and help give the gift of information to your friends and family. Infowars.com and ask for the Alex Jones Everything Special. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also get a 15-day free trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and see the nightly news and see all the films and all the expanded extras right now. We've also got a deal where you can get 44% off on a yearly membership. We always do that during November and December. We're running that yearly special right now. So it's all available at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. George in Florida, thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
It was all right. It was pretty good. Thanks for asking. I hope you did as well.
Yeah, I did as well. Hey, man, listen, more to the point here. You were talking about Ron Paul. I am a lifelong Republican, you know, and basically my friends told me back in 2008 that Ron Paul, I should have voted for Ron Paul. I ignored him and regretted it. And I'll tell you what, I was, and I use this word very carefully here, but I was really in fear when I heard Newt Gingrich give his answer to about how there needs to be two sets of laws. One that, you know, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution only applies to, like, you know, stealing and, you know, robbery and theft and murder. But, you know, terrorism is a totally different animal. And
because they now, under Patriot Act, are charging people for marijuana with it and waiving their Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I have even the ACLU out today. Senators demand Americans be locked up for any reason. And the battlefield is considered your streets anywhere. Anybody can be arrested without trial by the Army. Well, the Army admits they're preparing to, quote, pull triggers on the American people. That was in Stars and Stripes 3 years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, sure do. And the thing about it, Alex, is, you know, anything that I could fault Ron Paul on is he actually understates the threat. He really, and I know he's not pulling punches and he's real polite and everything, but he, I mean, this is not meant to say, you know, I'm going to support him no matter what. I mean, this... But the only other point that I was going to move on to was about the banking system. I have a graduate degree in finance. And one of the things they teach you, Alex, in that program, as you're probably well aware and you talk to other people like me, is that they teach you central banking is good. And the light started to come on for me whenever I realized, like, the bank that's in Switzerland, the BIS, and that it's basically the central bank of all central banks. And that's when I started realizing this was nothing but a fraud, nothing but, you know, this is, and I brought that up to my professors then. They told me this. They told me not to go there. They told me not to talk about it. They told me not to, and to leave it alone. And
exactly. Stay there. I want to come back to you. They told you not to get, to stay in the matrix, to stay in the bubble. Don't get outside the box.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.